Oh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
So I have a challenge for you, hypothetical.
Okay.
Each of you has to Freaky Friday with somebody else on the show. You're going to be inside their body.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. Pick your person.
Hmm.
Or we could randomly draw them.
Just one day?
Sure. Who would you pick?
I already know, yeah, for sure. Right away.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Who is it?
Tommy.
You'd pick Tommy?
For sure.
Why?
One, I want to know what it feels like to be 25 again.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I think that would be great. But also, Tommy and I grew up very, very differently. And I just want to know what it was like to grow up with your parents because they seem so cool. But also so religious. And so it's so different from how I grew up.
And your parents weren't cool?
They were cool. They weren't religious.
Yes, I knew what you were saying.
We could be religious. Like, my parents never cared. They kind of let us find our own path with all that because they kind of were raised the same way. But when you grow up with somebody, and your dad was in radio. Mm-hmm. So, I just have so many questions.
You know, you don't get to live his childhood. You get to do now. So you're eating like knockoff Cinnamon Toast Crunch and
at his parents' house. That's
true.
Awesome.
He does live at home.
Yeah, you can get some of the nice Fairlife milk, like big bowl of cereal.
Oh, nice. Fairlife is lactose free, right?
It is. Mm. Yeah,
So that's the entire identity of you. You get some of mom and dad's expensive milk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A big bowl.
That's the one downside you'll have to deal with, Kelly. Watch out.
Oh,
you have lactose. If it's not lactose free, you're going to be spending the Freaky Friday on the toilet.
Yes, I am.
And for the record, I was also going to say switching with Kelly. So
that's not a big deal for you, Kelly, because you already, you know, if you eat cheese, you're going to be a disaster. Oh, so yeah.
That's ironic. I set myself up for failure often. It's fun.
Kelly, Tommy, why would you choose Kelly?
Oh, I don't know. I think Kelly just has a very free spirit and just kind of lives to beat your own drum and like to see what that mindset's like. And
you know, it's still your mind.
It's
in
your
her
mind,
body.
Though.
Yeah, but
I don't
Muffin
think you're
going
to understand this. Just in a different body.
Get to hang out with
it's
Muffin.
It's still
Joe.
You. Yeah, okay.
So, I don't know. I think it'd be fun and just kind of mess around and that's about it. I don't know. It seems fun.
I like the idea of Kelly out searching for Pokemons.
That's fair.
Talking to strangers from other countries about video games. Hey, y'all!
Guys, I found a grizzle boss.
Hey, Susu, I got a poo-poo!
Your dad would be like, where is his accent coming from, Tommy?
I'd be like, I don't know. Sammy starts doing one, too, so it sounds real.
Yes. Oh, yeah, that's the other thing. I want to know what it's like to be a twin.
Oh,
yeah.
You would love that.
Oh, my God.
You would love
do
that.
I get to, I mean, I know it's me in Tommy's body, but do I get the twin?
Twinosis.
Do I get to shine with somebody?
I think Tommy takes the shine with him and... Aww. So now, yeah.
That's what twins do, right? It's like the shining.
So now Tommy can communicate with Ricky?
Well, no.
Oh, man, that'd be wild.
Tommy's sibling would be able to let us all know whether or not Kelly has a tampon still in there. I feel a quickening in the force. Steve, who are you switching with?
Tommy as well.
Really?
Oh, guys,
yeah.
This is great.
Yeah. It's such a different part of life. Like it's
is it just to be 25 again?
Kind of, yeah.
Okay,
25, well.
Not my appealing personality or
they don't.
You
he doesn't
don't
get
their
personality.
Yeah, Tommy, we've been over this.
Yeah, but you got a lifestyle, and that's part of it.
You don't get no. He's just in your body.
He's in your body.
Yeah, but he gets
that's
to sleep
it.
With my dinosaur stuffed animal and
yeah, he could
hang out my Minecraft sword on my wall.
You realize he could just go stay at your house and do that now.
Oh well, yeah, but it's a different vibe when it's in my body. Right, Steve?
That's true. So, Steve, rather than exploit your all of a sudden newfound youth, you're going to go sleep with a stuffed dinosaur at mommy
no.
and daddy's house.
No, that would be the downside to it, I think.
Yep, that does seem like it.
Maitland, who are you switching with?
Hot Wings.
You are?
Yes.
Why?
Because he lives alone for the most part, unless you have your kids, and that would just be so nice.
You'd like to...
Not that I'd like to live alone, but just to like be able to go home. And just be alone.
Yeah.
And go look at the trees or play with my cars or my chainsaws or my dead bodies. And
couldn't you do that? What I mean,
I don't have cars and chainsaws.
Okay.
And you have a roommate.
And I have a roommate and an apartment. But he's got a house, land.
I got my
own
space.
Part of town.
So you just want to upgrade material stuff?
Kind of.
Okay.
And just I think it would be nice.
That makes sense.
Well, I mean,
Hot Wings seems like he lives a very peaceful life and very chill.
Yeah.
And I'd like to stay in that for a day.
Yeah, and if you're taking your personality with you, then really the only thing you would be upgrading is the material.
Yeah, that's
like
a good
there's
point.
There's not much else.
What about, I mean, do you have curiosity about being inside a male body?
Yeah, I would. I would really, not specifically Hot Wings penis, but I'd like to know what it's like to have a penis.
I mean, it would
but it's the one you're getting, I guess.
It
so,
seems fun.
You know.
Yep. Would you experiment?
Yeah, I'd be out helicoptering just all
swinging
day.
That thing.
Swinging like that thing.
I got to look at the thing.
Like an old, like a cop and swinging the nightstick.
Yeah.
Oh, what you doing there, laddie?
I just got this.
Hobbings, who are you switching with?
I think I would switch with Kelly. And then I would disappoint everyone she knows by saying no all day long to all the activities she does on the regular.
Yes.
Because
be
I
nice.
Want no part of I want no part of cleaning, activities with friends, drama, reading books. I don't want any of that.
Reading books.
I don't want any of that. I'm probably just going to go around your house and go, oh, I can fix that.
Yeah. Man, my bathroom
or watch television.
Like always drips. Mm-hmm. I think it's getting into the walls. So it'd be really nice to have Hot Wings or Steve switching.
Yeah.
It'd be really nice. I know it's an old cast iron pipe. I don't think it's holding up anymore. I need a
this
Hot
is
Wings.
Concerning.
To switch me. I know.
I don't know if that falls under Hot Wings' pay grade. Hot Wings is not doing a lot of internal plumbing within the walls, are you?
Not typically, no. Plumbing is something
Kelly's
I
body.
Tend to avoid.
What if you're in Kelly's body at her house? Yes. Go for it, right?
Oh, then I'm going for it. Yeah. I mean, why not?
Sledgehammer baby.
You know, I can put on some of her dirty clothes because we wear the same size stuff. So
yeah,
I'm all
we
set.
Do.
So I'm all set there. And it's perfect.
I would like that a lot, actually. Hot Wings could set boundaries for me as me.
I absolutely would
friends,
do that.
Because I can't do that. I overextend
so
myself.
So you two flippy dip. What are you going to do for Hot Wings?
I'm going to take care of his garden for sure. I'm going to get a little stone at his house. I'll probably paint it. I might rearrange those clocks on the wall.
Hot Wings gets his body back. He's addicted to drugs.
I'm like, what's happening?
He's like, why am I so hungry?
Kelly gets her body back, full withdrawal.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's like, what? Why do I have the shakes?
Why am I so irregularly pooping now?
So while we're talking,
I had this down.
Why does dairy make everything hurt?
So while we're talking, Maitland, you looked past me out the window.
Yeah, that cloud going by looks like a crocodile.
Oh my God! Oh.
Doesn't it?
It really
actually,
does.
I mean, it really does.
It does.
It's a smiling crocodile too.
It's really happy.
It does, but my God, was that distracting trying to explain why I was going to be in Kelly's body.
This is amazing.
I was like, what is happening?
Tommy. Tommy's like, we just had a street magician walk
Tommy
in.
Tommy, blog about it.
I saw like the bottom part of it, and I was like, that cloud looks like it would look like something. And so I leaned down, and I was like, oh my God, it's a crocodile.
Yeah.
Tommy, clickbait headline, another alligator sponsored in West Michigan.
Sponsored?
Yeah, spotted maybe is what they're looking at. Yeah. Unless we throw a logo on
rare
it.
Rare crocodile found in Michigan. Great Lake? Question mark.
Yeah. Reaver's getting a picture of it, and it's why I don't want to take over his body. Taking pictures of cloud crocodiles.
I have a lot of kids, and finding ways to distract them is difficult.
That's actually the exact reason why I would not choose you or Steve, is because of the number of kids and duties that I would all of a sudden be responsible for.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want any part of that. I thought about choosing Maitland, but yeah, you have a roommate. Because so I'm like, nope, definitely Kelly then.
Yeah.
And because I don't want to live on Tommy's bed with his parents. And
they're not in the same bed as me.
Hey, look, I don't know your situation. I've been there. I'm just saying. I don't.
I actually have a theory that Tommy sleeps at the end of the bed on a bench, like Michael Scott with Jan in the office.
Like where you put an Afghan normally.
Where a dog would sleep.
Yeah, where you put on your shoes.
Yeah, Tommy, do you just sleep in a big dog bed on the floor?
Well, it's a bed to me, Steve.
When you were in college, did you live there?
I was in an apartment for a while, then I also commuted.
Oh, okay.
So,
But you have lived on your own.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I lived out in Florida, and then I also lived on campus over at GV.
Now, Hot Wings and Kelly and Maitland, I think Maitland was here, but Tommy was pretty excited because he found someone locally selling their own manufactured version of the Mystery Machine from Scooby-Doo.
Oh, yeah.
So cool.
Yep, I've seen that at a couple of car shows locally.
It's so a Steve bargain, and I, too.
How much was it?
40 grand.
Whoa! Yeah. That is not a bargain.
Yeah, it seems, I mean, it's a little high for my taste, but I wasn't a big Scooby-Doo fan. So,
Steve and I are working pretty hard to try to get Tommy to buy the van and move into it so he'd finally have his own place.
I think that would be great.
Well, the Dainty Hunchback could help me out. That'd be great.
I don't think you understand what advertising revenue is like these days.
Yeah.
The Dainty Hunchback can barely afford a car of its own.
Well, I mean, there's a long, rich history on this show of people living in vans.
Yes.
So you could just be the next chapter.
No,
of that.
In vans, but attempting
but
to.
Wanting yeah, to.
Hoping to.
Desiring.
Yeah. Longing to live in a van.
Uh-huh.
What do you think, Tommy? You going to make it happen?
Yeah, you know what? I'll go put a bid on it today.
Okay.
Yep.
Is anyone bothered that no one would want to be them?
No.
Well, I guess it was me and you, Steve. We were the only ones that didn't get picked. Maitland, did anyone pick you?
No.
Are you bothered?
No, it's because I'm flat-chested and I have a roommate. Totally understandable.
Yeah.
But you get so much joy out of cloud shapes.
But yeah. But you don't,
get the personality.
Yeah. I'd help Hot Wings discover the joy of clouds.
So, Hot Wings. Yeah.
I would have chosen you if you had bigger knockers.
Hot Wings, if Maitland had bigger knockers, would you pick her?
I mean, maybe.
You'd want to know what it's like to have boobs, but if you go in my body, you won't. Know that experience.
I'm choosing, Maitland, why didn't you pick me so you'd know what it's like to have boobs?
Because you have kids. Lots of them.
They don't nurse.
It has to be so loud.
By the way, I lost some weight. I'm pretty flat-chested now, too. You know. Tommy laughed a little too much at that.
I liked that one. That one was funny.
Yeah, me too. I'm fat.
Yeah.
It's funny.
All right, so Steve.
Yes.
Whose body did you choose? Tommy's?
I'm taking Tommy's.
Can you show us how you would behave if you were in Tommy's body? Like what it...
I mean, I'd always be draped in a blanket.
Okay.
That's about it.
Gonna eat a lot of cereal.
Stay out.
That's the extent of Tommy's...
Tommy's personality is just a blanket.
Work. Yeah.
No. Stay out way too late.
Mm-hmm.
Have friendships with people who I've never actually spoken to, yet FaceTime with. For hours at a time.
Do you think you would spend most of your time trying to coax the voice out of Zuzu?
Zuzu is Tommy's imaginary friend from another country that he FaceTimes with but has never heard them speak. Does that sound like a real person?
No.
Sounds like a real person to me. They haven't asked for money yet.
That's how you determine if it's a real person.
I got burned the first couple of times, but I've learned.
I am so intrigued by this whole thing.
Yeah.
How Tommy is such a good friend of this person, but he has never actually heard their voice.
This person, Zuzu, not a real name, right?
No.
I mean, I assume.
I won't say a real name.
Yeah, that's
but,
fine.
Yeah.
Do you know a lot about them personally?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. She's a med student. She is freakishly smart. She was just at a concert yesterday for Claro, which is an artist that we like.
Okay.
How did
you guys meet?
We met on Discord through like a TikToker's server, which is so embarrassing, but it's true. And
how most friendships begin.
Yeah, you know. Yeah,
right?
That's how best friend Bill met in seventh grade.
Yeah.
We were in Boy Scouts together. Yeah. Oh, I met on a Discord.
Call it what you want. I got badges either way to prove it. And so we became friends that way, and then we just kind of... We're enemies, actually. We're mortal enemies. I hated her so much. She was so annoying. And then one day we just became friends instead, and it's been good since then.
I have a dumb question.
Yeah.
This is an old person question.
Yeah, no, yeah.
On Discord, is it a chat room, or were you guys...
Yeah, it's like a...
Well, it must be. You've never heard her voice. How did that start that you can't hear her voice?
Well, it was originally text, you know, because it was just like a text thread or whatever.
Right.
And then we started playing games together, and she just... would text in the chat instead, and I was like, whatever, because some people don't have mics or whatever. And then we became actual friends, and she still wouldn't say anything, and I was like, okay, this is odd. And then I heard from my friends that she didn't really talk to them either. Sorry, I got shot by the TV. They wouldn't really talk to her either. And then suddenly, little by little, they were like, oh my God, Zuzu sent me a voice memo. And I was like, she did.
Where does she live?
She lives in San Francisco.
Okay.
Yeah, my friend Lauren lives over in England.
Like, are you sure that she's med student?
Yeah, I do her homework with her. I pretend to know what I'm doing.
You do her homework.
It is my goal to hear Zuzu speak before Tommy does.
I think you're gonna. That's gonna. I think that can happen.
Yeah. Steve, yeah. She loves you. She would totally do it.
Why Zuzu, get in touch.
Why does Zuzu love Steve?
I don't know. It's just like my bestie Steve. What's my bestie Steve doing today?
I think because I gave her a fancy idiot membership.
Oh, that did also
happen. I mean, technically, that's for me and Hot Wings.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'd left your guys' name off.
We're the ones losing all the money.
Creeper, whose body would you switch with?
What?
You can't say me either. I know I'm really popular.
So. Well, I mean, I can see why everyone picked you. Mm-hmm. To be 25.
Man, it's... Oh, no. It's because I'm intriguing and fun.
You're taking that with you.
Oh.
Yeah, they just get your body and your environment.
I think I'd pick Kelly's. I'd like to be a little taller.
You like to be a baller?
Yeah, Tommy, you'll love me when people look at you, because ladies often get looked at the chest first and then up. For me, people look at my shoes first to see if I'm wearing heels.
Oh, I believe that.
And I dress like too much of a hobo for people to actually be doing that to me as often as they do.
And that would be good if it was Kelly. I wouldn't have to change clothes. I'd be still wearing mostly sweatshirts.
It's nice.
Adam Sandler season is here.
Yeah, we dress like lesbians. We're good. Mm-hmm.
Yes, I do. That's for sure.
Lesbians and Adam Sandler. It's right? My style.
Hey, everybody. Lady Luck here. And we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.